Now, inshallah, it is time to briefly mention the kaba'ir that we just covered in today's khutbah and session. And then we will add to them some more major sins that the ulama wrote about and mentioned. This is not to encompass all of them, but it is just to mention examples. And as we mentioned, to identify kaba'ir or the major sins, even those not mentioned today, you will see if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed a punishment for the ones who committed, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned whoever committing it, or that Allah cursed them, or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed them. Allah said it is haram, or Allah said do not do, or Allah said something to do and we did not do. So all this will be counted as kaba'ir. The kaba'ir will classify it as much as possible. Some of it, they are pertaining to our aqidah or our belief. Like, for example, ash-shirk billah, or associating someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the major sins, of course. And if a person insisted on it, and after he was advised with the danger of what he is doing, he insisted on it, it is not only a kabair anymore, but also it is taking that person away from the religion of Islam, wal'iyadhu billah. Seek refuge in Allah from that. Also, believing in a sorcerer, or going to a sorcerer and believe in him and take his words for future, and relating to that, reading your horoscope or reading the fortune cookies, or all these things we consider silly and trivial, but they are really pertaining to our aqidah. And if you believe in that, that means you do not trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing sorcery itself is associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is objecting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and trying to control things that Allah is the only one supposed to control. Running away in the day of jihad, as we mentioned it, without strategy or not for acquiring strength, so running away from jihad. Also insulting the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are a lot of sects, in the name of Islam, they consider themselves as Muslims, but they insult the sahaba, like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and Umar radiallahu anhu warda, Aisha radiallahu anha, Hafsa radiallahu anha, and many others. And it's part of their belief to insult those in the morning and in the night, and even in the salah that they pray, that they have, it's part of it, insult and curse those great sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person insults them, that means he is cancelling and deleting of the whole teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that came only through them. Also lying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that a person will create a statement or will claim that a statement is the statement of Allah and his Rasul without Allah and his Rasul saying it, or the other way around, that hiding something Allah and his Rasul said for some affairs or some benefit, or for ingratiating to someone else for purposes of ingratiation. Also, many of the kaba'ir or the major sins relating to our daily and social life, and pertaining to our ibadah first, before that is leaving salah out of laziness. He doesn't want to pray, as we mentioned in details, and leaving salatul jum'ah and salatul jama'ah, Friday prayer, Friday congregation, and praying daily prayers in congregation. If a person can do without any excuse, he have to do, otherwise he will be committing major sin. Forbidding the zakah to be given to the poor and the needy, and the prescribed categories to be given the zakah, or asking someone not to give it, or preventing it, or not giving it, all this major sin. Breaking the fasting in Ramadan intentionally without any excuse of traveling or sickness, or for the women, they are the monthly period or just delivered and so on. So this is a major sin. And there is another one which is serious, not performing the Hajj of Islam once in a lifetime for the person who can afford it and who is able to do it. If those two conditions, ability and affordability, are there, the person has to do Hajj at once. Person who is not purifying and cleaning himself after urination is also a major sin. Eating usury, as we said, testifying on the usury contract or writing it, Rasulullah ﷺ cursed all these types. Eating the money of the orphan, or helping someone to eat the money of the orphan. Hiding the knowledge, seeking the knowledge, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cheating, the cheating of the deception of the imam or the leaders to the people under their control, leading them while they hate that person. Of course, for religious reasons they hate him, and he still lead them and insist on leading them. This is committing a major sin and deserving the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person committing suicide, person killing someone without the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying the parents and deserting them and abandoning them, cutting the relationships with the relatives, visiting them, giving them the right. It's a major sin if a person doesn't do. Insulting the chaste, pure, pious, righteous women without proof. Whoever expose the defects of the Muslims and scandaling them, whoever making a commotion in the community for the sake of dividing so that he can rule, also this is a major sin. You will never enter paradise.